Okay, take 16. Guys, isn't this audio really clean? Roll the intro music. Good Monday morning to all of you guys. I'm Filippo, your host, and you're listening to the Daily Life Academy podcast. Yo, people. First of all, hi. Welcome back for English listeners. I haven't checked in a while in English because I wasn't feeling it in English, to be honest. I wasn't vibing with it. And so I was like, let's grow in the Italian audience. I didn't know, because you see, if I do it in English, a lot of my friends that I wanted to have on guests on the show don't speak English. So I had to accommodate that. But now we're back. We're in English. But also, coming this week is going to come out in Italian because I'm going to fulfill both audiences' needs to understand. So here we go. You're welcome. No, guys, first of all, thank you so much for my dad, if you're listening to this, although I doubt. But if you're listening, thank you so much for setting up the gear. I really do appreciate it. And also, thank you to the sponsor of today's podcast, NordVPN. Staying safe online is an ever-growing difficulty, but NordVPN comes to your rescue. NordVPN hides your IP address, making you harder to track. This feature also allows you to be able to watch your favorite Netflix shows even if they're not available in your country. We use it all the time here to binge on American series. NordVPN is super easy to use and has fast worldwide service which allow you to connect up to 6 devices on one account. Prime Day has just passed and it was the biggest online shopping sale when we definitely spend money on protecting ourselves and our home when we're traveling and not home. But today, I'm presenting you with your own little Prime Day savings for online safety, keeping you safe in the place that we definitely spend most of our lives on. Use the discount link below to get 68% off your NordVPN membership and a month free when you use the code Filippo. F-I-L-I-P-P-O. That's my name. Yo. Thanks again, NordVPN, for sponsoring this podcast. Okay. Promise that was the last of the thank yous. Joking. Thank to all of you for listening, joining in. Once again, we're growing and growing and growing, and you're buying merch. I'm so proud of that. So thank you all. And yeah, let's get into today's podcast right away. Sorry. Right. First of all, you must know that I spent a week and a half in my bed contemplating whether to talk about something or other topics, or I was just blank. I had no ideas, no motivation. It was just lying in bed. I sound depressed. I'm not. I was just like, you know those moments in your life where you're just not motivated to do stuff? Exactly. That was it. I would ask suggestions on stories, ask other people, and they would give me great ideas. So thank you to all who fulfilled questionnaires that I put up or any stuff to give me ideas. They were very helpful. However, I haven't chosen any of yours because I didn't know what to talk about taking those topics. They were great topics. But then I will start recording something and it didn't make sense. I was like, Anyway, so I wanted to get real for a second, real. Talk about something that is a part of, I think, every millennial's life at a certain point, and that's loneliness. Right. We're not going to get sad, but we're going to get real. So I had to, of course, get some facts off the internet because that's our best friend. And apparently, a vast survey of 55,000 people found out that people aged between 16 and 24 are the loneliest of all age groups. Big question, guys. Why are we millennials so incapable of achieving connections? Is it due to our immersion on social media platforms? We have followers instead of friends? Where everyone is a little more than a thumbs up, a smiley face, or I don't know, those things like look like nuclear explosions coming out of the top of it. I don't know if it makes sense, but basically we have transposed our relationships into cyber domain and inelastic capsules in space, in a space that like doesn't love you and regards you just as big data with no soul. So how do we return to a world of human connections in our post-apocalyptic nightmare matrix, whatever you want to call it? You know, we have achieved through the wonder of technology what a simple system we apply Twerlunia. So, big question. I don't know if I made sense with any of the stuff, big words I said. I wanted to be smart today, but let's get real. When was the loneliest part of your life? If you want to share, I would really appreciate. No pushing though. Send me an email at thelifeacademypodcast@gmail.com and I promise I'll reply. Anyway, if I asked you, it would be opportunistic that I reply, right? So, when was the loneliest part of my life? Well, I think mine is at this time. You know, when I know there's COVID and quarantine and everyone gonna feel alone because they can't see their family and friends. But realistically, I've always kind of felt not so loved by people. But because I have great expectations of what people should give me. And I have a strong character as well. So they clash. But anyway, I did this thing where I've spoke about it in a podcast before, I'm pretty sure. But I logged out of all my social medias for 6 months. And like WhatsApp, text messages, all of it, just closed. I had like email and I think Hangout. Because I was talking to some girl at the time, but done. I completely like locked everything, everyone out of my life. And I didn't tell anyone I was doing this. So after 6 months, I opened my phone back. And there was one text. In 6 months, one text. Nobody checked in quarantine. Nobody called. Nobody text. One text that was from somebody that just needed me to give them stuff. And I was like, fuck. There's no one left in my life. What am I doing wrong? You know? Why is there no one? And I'm pretty sure a lot of people would feel like this. People wouldn't text if you don't text first. Or people reply out of courtesy. You know? What are we doing wrong? Although it changes now, it's kind of getting better, but I still have this propensity, you know, for loneliness. But guess what? Right, I've started thinking now, since I think of, I'm a little bit more religious than before. But when you're on your own, it's this, you have this opportunity, no? To really experience yourself and to experience aspect of your consciousness that maybe be beyond our previous understanding of what and who we are. Right. The first assumption that all of us make is, I am me, right? It's you that you're listening to the podcast, and it's you pretty certain about that, well, I'm wrong, you know? Well, newsflash, baby. If you took some drugs right now, by the way, I'm not encouraging it, okay? Don't take it as this, oh, go take drugs. No, don't. You're right, but like, I needed this to do this metaphor. But if you took drugs right now, your idea about what your self is would radically be altered. There are many, many things that can radically alter who you believe yourself to be. You find out, someone you have known for a long time is lying to you, or you or your old perception changes. Booyah. Hard to tell. You wouldn't be that unless your conceptions of what was real has been provided to you by ongoing media bias that you have been divulged your whole life with images of what reality is meant, what a friendship circle is supposed to look like. You know, like all those social media stars, like example, David Dobrik, love you boy, but right. Apparently, when you watch his vlogs, you just see this altered reality where everything is perfect, you know, where he has fun, when he has a lot of friends, he always hang out, a lot of money, but like, bro, is he lonely? Is he not? He definitely doesn't look it, you know, or I don't know, other people, just any people. This guy's hated by the word, but Jake Paul, Team 10, house full of girls and friends and parties, and he never feels alone. Of course. That's the mentality we all have. oh, I want to be that YouTuber, like, oh my God, he's full money, he's got everything. Big newsflash again, people, if you have money, if you have like this altered social media propensity that you create yourself to look like on social media, that's not reality. I have money more than usual right now. Oh, I buy so much stuff. I have everything that I want the next day. Amazon has become my best friend. But guess what? Doesn't change reality, people. You know? He seems great. David Dobrik. I'm back to David Dobrik. He seems to have a great life, no? With his friends and everything. But what his job is going to be like yourself, you know? What do you think? Your job is going to be like, oh, you're just walking to through Manhattan with a coffee in your hand, the spring in your step, and your way to a date with somebody or another. We already live this fabricated reality. My dad tells me all the time I'm a dreamer. But probably he's right. We already live in this fabricated reality that we have imagined ourselves in stimulus that is it not, if it's not false, then certainly questionable, right? I mean to say, we have no idea, nor a real idea of sacred and sublime and as achieved through the meditative practice. Time in nature. Love sometimes, psychedelic experiences, we are losing our connection to ourselves. All of the issues like loneliness, dispersed drug addictions, these are all issues that technically are in our spirit, you know, in that they are issues that we are dealing with. The way that you feel, the way that you feel is a spiritual issue, right? And you feel the way you do in the material world, right? That provides you with our relationships, provides you with a solution. And to return to our man Baudrill once more, primarily, we choose to absolve ourselves of this feeling through consuming, through purchases. We live now in this age of commodity where everything is at the end of our arm. As I said before, we fill our life with shit we don't need. Honestly. I literally have reached a point where I'm just, my mom's worried about me because I spend a lot of money on crap. Like today I woke up, if my dad wasn't generous enough to lend me stuff, today I would have spent 500 quid on just a brand new podcast setup because I was feeling like it. What would I have achieved with that? Nothing. I constantly buy, but the postman is my best friend now. He just brings the stuff every day with a package. Every day I'm opening something. My room is fulfilled. I have like 6 guitars. You can't use 6 guitars at one. Why do I have them? I don't know. Why? Because I'm trying, but I'm not, I know I got wrong, right? And but I think a lot of people are. We try to fulfill whatever we are missing with objects in order to at least look to other people like we are successful in some sort of way. You know? Oh, maybe if I have the new MacBook Pro or the iPhone 12. Just, this is examples I'm basing on myself, but are we have accomplished something like? There's a constant opportunity to communicate, but it's somehow numbing and unreal and unreal space. The feeling of loneliness is beginning of awareness that we are under a search, that we are living unconsciously in an unreal environment. What I reckon both you and I need to start looking. We need to start looking at the different types of connections. Firstly, with ourselves, with yourself. I don't know, to like prayer if you're believing, or I don't know, if you don't practice too old-fashioned stuff, don't bother with it, but just think deeply about what you'll try to achieve. Think deeply about who you are, why you believe yourself to be what, see, what you discover there, to be open, to trying different things, to belonging to different types of community. The loss of community is when the great curse is about time that we see ourselves atomized and individualized and alone. Solitude can be beautiful. Loneliness is a desperate state. It is natural for us to belong to something, you know? Oh, I need to belong to this friend group and I need to do this because, yeah, you know, I need to, it's just normal. But in that, we discover so much of who we are. If we are in a position to relate to other people, or finally, I reckon this gets to be your friend with your loneliness. See what's on the other side of it. Because I think what we're saying is when I'm on my own, I feel bad about myself. I feel like I'm not loved enough. I feel like I'm not good enough. You know, 11% of people, according to the same survey, feel like they are always alone, always lonely. I don't like the idea that makes me think that perhaps one thing we should prioritize is reaching out to other people. Just inert, you know? How you just see people around you in crowds as kind of an anonymous landscape. That's what the non-player operatives. What's a non-player operative there? Non-player roles. You know, like in a... Millennials like computer games, so I'm going to try to make this simple, because I don't know if I'm making sense, but I'm just speaking off my head, you know, here, but anyway, right. You know, like in a computer game, there's a relevant scenario, just Androids, but everyone around you is new seat of consciousness. You know? Everyone is around you is affected by the same mind virus that we're all lonely, inferiority, inadequacy of all these things inhabit the modern human psyche. Because, in my opinion, and... Right. The civilization creates this phenomena so you feel lonely in this sense. You're rationally or realistically or honestly responding to a society that don't provide you with shit. They don't provide you with any spiritual nature in terms of a solution. To learn how to love their loneliness. To learn how to love your solitude. And from this place you think, how can you belong to communities? Think, how can you find a purpose beyond your own satisfaction, the pursuit of happiness, is nothing like the pursuit of contentment through the service of others. Noble pursuit and more likely to deliver you these goals if you're lonely. You know, a lot of people every day try to change their self. And I've done that in the past, you know. You change your aspects of yourself that you don't like, that make you who you are, and you just fit in. You have to fit in because otherwise nobody loves you. And that is fucked up society. TikTok sprung up and now everybody's dressing like a TikTok boy. Baggy jeans, shirts unbuttoned, you know. Noah Beck is famous, so everybody gotta be like Noah Beck. Charlie D'Amelio became famous, so everybody's Charlie D'Amelio. But at the end of the day, I'm gonna link this to Charlie D'Amelio because millennials, you watch TikTok, so you gonna understand. She has 100 million followers on what platform? Okay? 100 million people watch her dance. 2 weeks ago, she got accused of something. I'm not getting into details. But she had a mental breakdown and wanted to leave. You know why? Because 100 million people don't change the reality. I've said to my friends that 1.5 million followers for the podcast doesn't make you feel any more loved or... Because at the end of the day, there's 100 million people watching you, but you don't know any of them. You don't have any relationship with them. You know? What is this world that we live in? What is the point of us just lying our way through our life because we don't have to feel lonely? Accept you're lonely and fucking change your life. I have to do it too. Because otherwise we don't get out of it. Okay? So, stay strong, people. I honestly don't know if I made any sense in this podcast. But hopefully the sound quality is better anyway. So guys, honestly, chin up, heads up. And to be honest, just accept what you are right now. Accept your suffering. Yeah. The death, we can call it, you find yourself in. Stand up out of it. Because otherwise, we don't get out of it. It's 2020. It's been a shit year for everybody. Right. We're nearly done. We're nearly fucking finishing this year. We're going to get started next year. We're refreshing. And we do this together, guys. Join in next week. And we'll be here, you know. I'm here for you, lads. People, everyone that's listening to this, I'm here for you. You know? So, I think we're nearly done, to be honest, with the podcast. But, you see, these goals, if you're lonely, give me a ring, as I always say, you know? Even if I have so many people in my house, you know, and there's always, like, baby on me or, like, something happening. But frankly, I'd be grateful to get out of my house right now. I know, even after these times, is not gold. But yeah, guys, here. If you're about, if this is out, maybe we meet. As always, check out our sponsors. Check out the merch stores before Christmas. No more orders, otherwise it's not driving time. But if you want them after Christmas, keep ordering. You know, you're not alone. But I'm here for you. So shoot me a text, shoot me an email. So do something. Yeah, even if you feel alone, you're not alone, you know. That's what I tell myself every day. We have to change this reality, otherwise we don't get out of it, people. Right. So I guess I'm going to conclude here. Have an amazing day. Have an amazing week. And see you next week.